Yeah, there's no question it's a tough time to sell, but it's also a great buyer's market. What's happening is it sounds like a great time to sell because a lot of people are buying, but a lot of people are buying the foreclosures. A lot of people are buying those quote-unquote great deals, and it's tough to get out of your current residence. So, you know, what we're telling people is in times are tough. You know, with our show, it's a $2,000 budget, which isn't a ton of money, but even nowadays, $2,000 might be a lot. So there's a lot of things you can do on the cheap or even free. And we tell people, you know, if you really want to make your house look the best it can possibly look, and for no money, just declutter it. Start at the front door, go through the house, get all the tennis shoes off the floor, get those stacks of magazines out of the living room, you know, clean up the sink in the bathroom, get everything away, depersonalize the place, and you'll be surprised how much stuff you become complacent with living, you know, within, with the magazines and the tennis shoes and things like that. And then you now, it hasn't cost you any money, you've organized your stuff, and now you can at least show your home in its best light as opposed to, you know, people walking through and getting distracted by that, you know, that stack of Sports Illustrated, or, you know, saying, ooh, man, this place kind of, it is a mudroom, but yeah, they're really using it as a mudroom as opposed to, like, let's see the best it can look, and then let them envision their shoes there. Let them envision, you know, maybe we won't keep this place clean, you know, that kind of thing.
You mentioned those are all things you can do on the cheap or just about for free. If you want to invest a little money, perhaps not $2,000, I had seen some suggestions from you about doing things like painting some rooms, putting in new light fixtures, new doorknobs, things like that, that aren't going to cost you a whole lot of money, but that will make a big difference.
Absolutely, no question. It's funny you say the doorknobs and fixtures. You know, making everything uniform and new, anything that you touch in your home, people feel at ease, puts their mind at ease that they feel like it's new. So any handles, any doorknobs, light switch covers, things like that that you can buy in bulk and you can get for the cheap, it makes a difference. And you point that out to them and say, hey, you'll notice all new fixtures, all new doorknobs. And then light fixtures are something that for $100 you can get a really nice light fixture, if not two light fixtures, whether it's a ceiling fan or just, you know, the, you know, light fixture when you walk in the foyer. When people turn on lights, they look up at them. So they're going to turn the light on, they're going to see that the room is well lit, and then they're going to look up and say, wow, that's kind of a new, modern, or, you know, a better than a contractor-grade light fixture. It makes a difference. It really does. And then if you only have a quart of paint, or you can only afford a quart of paint, paint the front door. That's the first thing people are going to see and actually touch when they enter your home. And if that feels like it's been freshly painted and taken care of, as in replacing the doorknob as well, they're going to subconsciously feel like, oh, these people have taken care of their home. We're excited to see what's on the inside. And now they've got a positive outlook on what they're going to find once they go through that front door.
I've always heard about things, and oddly enough, I'm still in my first house. I've been there 12 years, so I've never had to sell a house. But I've always heard things like baking an apple pie before people are going to come and see it. Is that hokey or is that legit?
I think you're going a little further than you need to actually bake an apple pie, because that's going to take you some time. But you can go buy some, you know, the pre-made chocolate chip cookie dough, throw some cookies in the oven, and then not only are you going to get that aroma going through the house, but then when the open house starts, serve the cookies. Make some lemonade, serve the cookies, and make the people remember your house as opposed to the other five that they're looking at on your street, because I promise you, there are five other houses for sale in your neighborhood. So do things that make your house stand out. So, no, it's not hokey. I mean, you want to touch all the buyer's senses, and you've already done it with the touch, like everything they're touching. Smell is obviously a huge one, especially removing pet odor. If you can remove pet odor and include some sort of smell like cinnamon sticks, you know, you can bake cinnamon sticks on the stovetop, or bake those, or, you know, cook the cinnamon sticks on the stovetop, or bake the cookies. You get that smell going through the house, and people say, wow, I'm home. This is kind of nice. There's a lot of things you can do. Lighting, of course, like we mentioned earlier. Nice light fixtures. Make sure all the light bulbs are replaced. No burnout light bulbs. Touch their sense of vision. You know, so you can do a lot of things that people aren't even realize that you're paying attention to or that you're attracting, and it's going to help you out.